Welcome to day 86, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis, the very last Mishnah of the sixth Perek of the Mai, and then we will start the seventh Perek of the Mai, the last Perek of our Masechta, together. Says Mishnah Yud Beis, Am Haaretz Sh'amar L'Chaver. An Am Haaretz who says to someone who is trustworthy when it comes to Trumas and Maisers, we know, as an aside, that a Chaver is actually someone who's also trustworthy when it comes to Tuma and Tara, but the Mishnah doesn't mean it literally. It just means, an Am Haaretz says to someone who is trustworthy when it comes to Trumas and Maisers. So he says to the Chaver, listen, I know you're going to the Shuk anyway, and you're going to the market to do some grocery shopping. Once you're going, says the Am Haaretz, Kachli Agudas Yarek, buy a bundle of vegetables for me. Kachli Gluskin Achas, or buy me a very nice loaf of bread. So Lokeach Stam, imagine the chaver buys, let's say, two loaves of bread, right? But he doesn't clarify when he first buys. He doesn't clarify which one belongs to whom. He just buys in stam. He buys two. Then, when he eventually gives one to the Am Haaretz, upater. He is pater. He's exempt from separating trumas and maisers from that which he gives to the Am Haaretz. So why would we think otherwise? So we know the general halacha is that one is not allowed to have something be released from his possession if it's untithed. So maybe you'd think that the chaver bought two loaves of bread, technically they belong to him. Now when you're giving one to the Am Haaretz, it's as if you're releasing it from your possession. Maybe you'd have to tithe it. So says our Mishnah, no, it's pater. You do not have to tithe it. Why not? So our Mishnah is going to invoke our old friend, the halachic concept of breira, the concept that if you didn't clarify at the beginning, when you eventually clarify which loaf belongs to whom, it's as if you retroactively, as if it was always true from the beginning. So when you say, you know what, now I'm saying loaf A belongs to me and loaf B belongs to the Am Haaretz, it's as if that were always true. From the moment you bought them, it's as if loaf B always belonged to the Am Haaretz, and therefore you never owned it. When the chaver then gives it to the Am Haaretz, you're not releasing it from your possession, because it's as if you never owned it. The Am Haaretz always owned that loaf of bread, and therefore you don't have to worry about tithing it. You only have to tithe your own. But Ve'im amar shalizu v'zu shel chaveri. If when you're buying it, you say, this is mine, loaf A is mine, and loaf B from the very beginning, loaf B I'm getting for the Am Haaretz, then v'nis arba, you put them in a bag and they get mixed up, then chayav l'aser, when you give one to the Am Haaretz, you do have to separate maisers. Why? Because you said from the beginning, this loaf A is mine, you own it. Then when you mix together, it's very possible now that you pull out a loaf of bread and you give it to the Am Haaretz, it's possible you're actually giving him loaf A, which belonged to you. And then you'd be releasing something for your own possession, so you have to tithe it. So you have to tithe the one that you're giving to the Am Haaretz, and you'd also have to tithe your own. Mefilu hein mea, even if they're 100, what does that mean? So our Mishnah says that even if the Am Haaretz asked you to buy 100 loaves, and you bought just one for yourself, the chaver just bought one for himself, so then when you give the 100 to the Am Haaretz, it's very possible, because if you clarify at the beginning, this loaf A is mine, and then they got mixed together, it's possible that one of the loaves that you're giving to the Am Haaretz, it's possible that one of them really was that loaf A that belonged to you. So you have to separate trumas and maisers on one of those loaves of 100 and give those to the Am Haaretz, and then you'd also have to separate trumas and maisers from the one that you're keeping. So you'd have to separate two out of the 101 loaves of bread. Okay, that is Perek Vav. Says Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, just a quick reminder as an introduction, we know that you're not allowed to separate trumas and maisers on Shabbos. Why? It's considered being metake, and you're fixing the produce. You weren't allowed to eat it beforehand, and now if you fix it on Shabbos, now you're allowed to eat it, so we don't do that on Shabbos. That applies to Tevel, it applies to Demai, it applies to something that is entirely untithed, and something that belongs to an Am Haaretz. But our Mishnah is going to teach us a very interesting leniency when it comes specifically to Demai. So it says our Mishnah, Hamazman is chaveiro sheyochel etzlo, someone who invites his friend to eat by him for Shabbos. And the person who does the inviting, the host, is not believed by Trumas and Maestros. The host is an Am Haaretz. So imagine you're the one, you want to be very careful when it comes to Trumas and Maestros. But you also don't want to be rude. Your friend, an Am Haaretz, invited you. You don't want to turn down the invitation. So Chazal say, you know what? Even though normally when it comes to Tevel, you'd have no possibility of separating Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos, you simply wouldn't allow to eat Tevel on Shabbos. When it comes to Demai, we're going to give you an interesting formula, an interesting calculation to get out of it, so to say. Says our Mishnah, Omer me'erev Shabbos. You can do this really interesting thing before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you say, Mashani asid lahafresh machar. That which on my plate tomorrow, I'm going to have a plate of food. Let's say I'll separate a tiny bit, 1%, 1/100th of your plate. It's a tiny little bit of food. No one will notice. So you separate, you put that on the edge of your plate. Harezu meiser, harehu meiser. You say that is considered meiser, that you have to separate. Now, it can't be all of meiser, because meiser is 10%, not 1%. So, ushaar meiser samachlo, and the 9% that's really close to it, that's, you separate 1%, the 9% that's closest to it, that fills out the rest of the Maaser. We've actually seen this calculation earlier in our Masechta before, a very similar calculation. So now you've separated Maaser properly. We know when it comes to Demai, we've learned a few times, you can keep the Maaser for yourself, so great, you separated Maaser. Then you say, Zesh Asisi Maaser, Asur Trumas Maaser Lav. That which I separated, that 1%, that's 10% of the 10%, that's Trumas Maaser. That's what I have to give. That's generally what I'd have to give to the Kohen. So great, I separated Trumas, I separated Meiser, I can eat that. I separated Trumas, Meiser, that tiny 1%, I'm not going to eat. I'll put it to the side of my plate. No one will notice, it's a tiny bit. Great, I separated Meisers. But now you also have to separate Meiser Sheni, right? The part that you'd usually have to bring through Yerushalayim. So what do? Well, Meiser Sheni, but Tzvonu, I'm separating. That which is in the 10% of the northern part of my plate, that's Meiser Sheni. Oh, Bidroma, or the 10% of the southern part of my plate, that's Meiser Sheni. Mechulal Alamos. And right now, I'm redeeming it for these coins. You separate, you take coins that you guesstimate how much the Meiser Sheni is going to be worth. You take coins, and you say, from right this moment, proactively, I'm redeeming the Meiser Sheni onto these coins. And then you can eventually take those coins and eat them in Yerushalayim. So what ends up happening? When Shabbos comes along, then when you actually separate the Meiser, when you separate either, you separate the 1% and then you identify the north or the south for Meiser Sheni, then you're not actually separating Trumas and Meisers on Shabbos. You already did it on Erev Shabbos. All you're doing is identifying that which you already separated before Shabbos. It's a really interesting calculation. We wouldn't think that would work. But because it's Demai, Chazal want to be very sensitive. I think there's something very beautiful here. But Chazal are saying that, you know what? We don't want you to be in a position in which you have to say no to a friend, in which you're not building a relationship, or in which you, Chas v'Shalom, have to embarrass them, Aretz, because you say, no, I can't eat by you. So when it's Tevel, there's not much to do. It's from the Torah's perspective, you can't. But when it's Rabbinic, when it's Smid Rabbanan, Chazal say, we want to be sensitive, we want to help you form relationships, not distance them, not embarrass anyone. So we allow this really interesting calculation. That is Mishnah Aleph. We'll continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.